this off. Perek Mem Hey in Yeshayah. So here we go. It says, Kol Hashem L'mishichu L'Koresh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting involved with Koresh. Koresh, obviously, is the king that took over the kingdom from Malchus Babel. Remember, there was Nebuchadnezzar, there's Abel Merodach, right? Then there was Belshazzar. Belshazzar's daughter was obviously Esther. Was Vashti, right? And then after Vashti, there were two kings, Koresh and Darius, that both came together at the same time. They're Yavish and Koresh, they both came. Cyrus and Darius, yeah.
There's multiple ones of these guys?
Yes. Koresh and Darius lived together, meaning they were at the same time. There were 5 years, right? 5 years where they were the king over the land. They were both Medes and Persians, okay? After that, Ahasuerus became king. And then came Koresh the second or Darius the second, depending. But either way, he was known as both. But that's who came afterward, after Ahasuerus. And that was the son of Esther, as we all know, right? Okay, so Kol Mashal Mashiach the Koresh. Listen to this line. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to his anointed one, to Koresh, the one that he set apart, because I have strengthened his right hand, right arm, Lerad Lefan of Goyim, in order to knock down the nations, and I'm going to loosen the loins of the kings, doors will be open in front of him, the gateways will not be shut. Koresh is going to be able to do anything he wants. According to Chazal, Koresh did take over the entire world at one point. It's a Gemara Megillah. It seems that he was in charge of almost everything. And what Chazal is saying is that the great gates of Babel are going to be open in front of him. Nothing is going to be able to hold him back from doing anything. He's going to be able to take over everything. I will walk in front of you, said Hashem to Koresh. Vahadurim ayasher, right? And all, I will straighten out all the crooked paths. I will knock down the doors of Kapro, Brich of Arzel, Agadea. I will cut down the bars of iron. I'm going to give you the treasures that are hidden in the darkness, Matmuni Misar, and all the treasure houses that are hidden away. That you should know that I am Hashem that calls out in your name the God of Israel. I'm calling you out, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Koresh. That's what's going to be. Now, this is a little bit crazy. Koresh was able to take the hidden treasures that Babel had taken away from them so that nobody would be able to find them. He was somehow able to reveal all of them and take all of Babel's treasures with him to Persia. He was able to figure out where everything was and take them together with them. That's that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing this only to show that Koresh is the person that he has chosen. Simply put, because Koresh believed in God and did things that Hashem was happy with, which is obviously allow them to start building up the second base of Mikdash.
Yeah,
that was what he was after.
He believed in God too.
There's a difference. He destroyed the base of Mikdash. Koresh, on the other hand, helped them build it back up again. And that's something. You had to be a good guy for something like that to happen. Therefore, it happened. Laman Abdi Yaakov Yisrael, for my sake, the sake of my servant Yaakov and Yisrael, the theory of my chosen one, I will call you out in your name. Right? I have named you, but you did not fully know me. The truth is, although you acknowledged me and you knew that I existed, Koresh treated Hashem as yet another god. He treated him as the most powerful of gods, but yet he still believed in other gods as well. And therefore, Hashem says about him, still lo yidatani, you did not really know it is. You should know, by the way, there is machlokas, and whether or not shituf by goyim is considered avodah zarah. In other words, if a goy believes in, I believe in God, but I also believe in his son, and I want them both, is that considered avodah zarah or not? We paskin it is, but there are man diomrim that say that it isn't, and thus Christianity would not be avodah zarah in that vein. Neither would Islam, neither would other religions.
Is it like an academic debate?
It is academic, because lemaisa, we paskin that it is avodah zarah. Not only that, the shitos that say that it's not avodah zarah, many people say that there were forgeries made by the church, or made by people who wanted the Gemara to sound more simple. Pathetic to the church, and therefore they took out the other opinions and put it there. That's what they say in Tosfos B'choros, Abizma Beis. Regardless, there is machlokas about that. If you say that that's true over here, it makes a little bit more sense. Koresh believed in God, but believed in others. But still, I respect you for it. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Ve'ino zulasi, there's nothing else but me. Ein olim ha'azerecha v'lo yidatoni. I have strengthened you. There is no other God. I have strengthened you, and yet still you did not know me. V'man yedu mimizrach shemesh, right? Mima rava, from the east until the west. I want everyone to know, ki epes b'ladoi ani Hashem einod, that there is nothing else besides me. I am Hashem, and there is nothing else there. I am making this strength go to bubble so that they know that I am the one who did it. Yotzer uvorei choshech, oseh shalom uvorei ra. You gotta love it. If only you had the pasuk in front of you. But Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech, he forms the light and creates the darkness, makes peace and creates evil. And Yashem Moshe Kolela, I Hashem do all this. Now, yeah, we say Uvorei Es HaKol. We don't want to end off in a bad light when we say Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech, Oseh Shalom Uvorei Es HaKol. We say that. The actual pasuk is Uvorei Ra. I make peace and I create evil. I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I do all this. There's a lot of machlokes about what it means. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu cannot do evil, so to speak, because Hashem does only good, then how is there evil in this world? Everything is part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. How could there be evil? So there are answers to the question. There are difficult answers. The Baal Shem Tov's famous answer is Tzimtzumim. Now, I don't fully understand what that means. I shouldn't say the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal HaTanya is the one that publicized it. It may have been originally from the Baal Shem Tov. Tzimtzumim is sort of, so to speak, as if you have a massive piece of paper that blocks HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of this world, because the world could not exist if there was full gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the world. There would be nothing else but God if there was. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was with something himself. He, so to speak, put something in front of him, which is impossible, but somehow put something in front of him that the light can only stream forth from one tiny little hole of that huge barrier that he doesn't allow himself to go through. That tiny little hole that allows him through allows everything in the world to exist through his goodness, but because it's only coming through a tiny little hole and everything else is blocked, evil has the right to reign. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows you all even that was part of the master plan. That does not fully explain it, and that's not even a very good explanation, but that's what I understood while going through the Baal HaTanya's writings to try to understand what the basic idea is. But suffice it to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows evil to come into the world, created the evil along with the good, but only uses the evil in order to attain the good. So in other words, slavery, bad things that the Jews have gone through, are all there for one purpose. That one purpose is for us to work on ourselves, make ourselves better. And we all know, listen, every Jew has become greater through adversity. If we go through all those things, why do Jews only have achdus when there's bad things going on, right? Why do the Jews of Chicago only get together when there's a sick kid or when there's a war in Eretz Yisrael? Because that is what perfects us. We get complacent when good things happen, and we're okay, whatever, we sit around. That's the concept over here. Alright, it could be that this is also being stressed for the Persians to hear, that I'm the one who created everything. I have limitations. So if you act well, Persians, then you'll last a very long time. And if you act badly, then I'll destroy you. Haribu Shamayim Mimal Hushkakim Yizlut Tzedek. Okay, so let the heavens pour down from above, and let the skies drip with righteousness. Tiktak Arzipu Resha. Let the land open itself up, and let salvation sprout. That all that blossoms together, I am Hashem who has created it. And so therefore, since I am the one who has the ability to create it, I was able to do everything. However,
you said something like that.
That what?
And Hashem has Ko'ela and Barasiv.
Remember, this parak is really for Koresh and all the people that were with Koresh, and that's what Yeshaya was basically getting on. It's not directly for them, but nonetheless for them to be able to hear it, because these Nebuos, I would assume, had become publicized at some point, then it makes sense that he's specifically telling them, listen, I am the one who did it. I am the one who did it. You guys have to get that into your heads. Then you'll be successful and you can be part of the Jewish nation. You won't be the Jewish nation, but you can at least be a part of them. Pasuk Tes. Hoi, Ravitz Yotro. Woe to those who fight with their creator. Cheres es karsi. Right? They're just a piece of earthenware. Adama, of the ground. Hayomar komel yotro mateso folka in yadayim lo. Can the clay say to its maker, what are you doing? Your work has no handles, right? You can't do anything. The clay has no ability to say to its maker what it wants and what it doesn't want. So to me, the maker, I look down at you and you tell me, wait, I need this, I need that. I tell you, no, you don't. There is no way that you actually knew that. Woe to you that you think you can do better. What's that book that's out there? If You Were God, written by Rosaria Kaplan. Unbelievable book. Unbelievable. What would you do if you were God? It's the famous one that I ask people all the time. Well, I would make a perfect world where there's nothing whatsoever, no sin whatsoever.
Just no fun.
He did. He created that world. And Adam said no. Adam said, I don't want this. It's boring. He said, like you, it's boring. I don't want this. So he did create that world. So, I'm sorry, what did you say? What was it that you would have done had you been God? I love it. I absolutely love it. I love the argument. Anyway, I had somebody go the exact opposite, by the way. He saw where I was going. So he said, I would have made a world that is absolutely terrible. I was just like, that's not the answer. Pasuk Yud. Woe to someone who says to his father, why did you give birth to me? Whoa. Say, like, why do you even bother giving birth to me? And to his mother, why did you have birth pains with me? Right? And so too, right, to the Jewish people, the people that say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do you let them suffer so much? Right? We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're complaining over it, over the length of the exile, and you're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I was there for it. I was your mother the whole time. I was giving birth to you. I'm the father the whole time. I'm looking at all this happening. I know. This is what God says back. The Yotzro, it's God, B'nai Yisrael's creator. Ha'osios Shaluni, right? Al-Banai, Val-Pol Yadai Sabuni. Ask me about the signs. Tell me about my children, about what I was able to make. I was the one who made the land and the people upon it. Barasi and Iodai, not to Shamayim Chutzvam Sivesi. I am the one who created it. I am the one who stretched out the heavens with my hands. And all the stars of the earth, all the hosts, I commanded them right there. So there's a great future ahead of you. And it's right there in front of you. Anochi Harosiu. I have roused him with righteousness. And all of his paths I will level in front of him. Huyivne'iri, he will build up my city, the Galusi. And all Magalusi Shalach, and I'll send up my exile. Lo b'mechir v'lo b'shochad, Amar Hashem Tzvakos. And Koresh will do all of this. He'll make sure that the Jews will go back to Eretz Yisrael without getting paid and without taking any bribes whatsoever. He's going to donate to the Beis HaMikdash itself and allow them to build the foundations. He's not going to do anything else other than, you know, than allow the Jews to be there. Kol Hashem Yigia Mitzrayim U'Schar Kush. The wealth of Mitzrayim, all the trades of Kush, U'Svaim, and the people of Sava, Anshe Mida, the people that are very, very tall, Alayach Yavoru, they're going to follow you. V'lochiu Acharayach, they will be after you. Yelechem Azikim, they'll go in chains. Ve'elayach Yishtachu Elayach, they will bow down to you. Elayach is followed, they'll daven to you. Achboch El, Ve'en Od Efes Elohi. Only with you is God, there is no other God. Meaning, this is Koresh. After Koresh has destroyed Babel, he's then going to go down to the Egyptians, to the Nubians, the people who are in the middle of Africa, and they're going to chase after Koresh, saying, you are the leader of the entire world. They're going to be drawn to the wealth, to the power that Koresh has. They're going to see Koresh's will to build up the second base of Mikdash, and they're going to say, wow, we also think the Jewish people are the right people to be. And that's what all the Africans are going to do after they see all this. Even after they're chained, they're praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu themselves. So Koresh is going to be one of the greatest, literally a Mashiach, making people believe in God that never believed in God before.
What happened to Nubians? Did they just become blended into something?
So the funny thing is that no, they still technically exist. They're the southern Ethiopians that are around today, I believe, and I believe they still live around those areas of, you know, those areas right around there. I don't know if the Nubians also include people that live in Libya. I don't know where exactly they are, but those were the people that lived in Middle Africa, Territoria Hagadola, back in the history of which was the middle of Africa, which is this massive area which was never conquered, never seen. Anyway, Achein Atol El Mistato Yisrael Moshiach. You are a hidden God. That's the basis of the prayer Kel Mistater. Do you stand with the Shabbos? Anybody say that prayer? Nobody ever sees it, right?
It's like after Vayitain.
Yeah, it's like one of those. There's songs that you stand with.
Altira,
Kel Mistater, right? Altira, Eliyahu.
be soon,
you mean, not yet. That's what you meant to be, alright? And look, you saw he's the savior of all of Israel, and that's the idea behind it, that he is the Kel Misatzer, the hidden one that is in charge of everything, but nobody realizes what he's doing. All idol makers are going to be shamed and disgraced. Hokul Baklim are going to be degraded. The carpenters of all those images and everything like that, they're going to one by one just walk away, just be like, oh, okay, I don't have a job anymore. And those people who had that, what are they going to do after that? They're going to be completely gone. Like somebody who, I really have no idea. But can you imagine like what happened when like all of a sudden there were all the cameras that came along and like Polaroid left in the dust? And she's like, oh, you don't need me anymore then, huh? And like all those Kodak stores all went down. The only place you can find them is Eric Yisrael, because people are still living with cameras from 1963. Right? It's the same idea. Yisrael knows Shabbat Hashem. B'nai Yisrael will be saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chuas Olam Lo Sevo Shul Zikom Ad Omeyad. They will never be embarrassed, nor will they be shamed evermore. I never know this stuff. Because somebody want to say this. Yisrael knows Shabbat Hashem. Chuas Olam. I think it's in the Yitzhak.
Oh.
That is it, right? If I'm wrong, whether if anyone wants to call me out on that one, I'm okay. I have absolutely no idea. This is what God says, the one who created the heavens. Right? He is the one who makes it. He established it. He did not create it for naught. He created it for it to be inhabited. And I am God, and therefore there is no other. Because I'll say that this pasuk in Yeshaya right over here is the pasuk that we learn that there is such a thing as Pru Revu by the nations of the world. That even though they don't have the actual mitzvah Pru Revu of be fruitful and multiply, having a boy and a girl or two boys or whatever it is, nonetheless they have a mitzvah of Leshevet Yitzarah. They should live throughout the entire land. And therefore if you have a kid, they should have kids. Yeah.
But we were talking about non-Jews.
Jews have the mitzvah Pru Revu.
So is it a mitzvah or not?
It's not a mitzvah in the sense that they're not commanded to do so. But that is an idea, Leshevet Yitzarah. Yeah, you call it like that. I don't know if they have even the concept of a mitzvah kiyumis, that if they're my kind of mitzvah, they actually get it. But this is the idea where we learn that even non-Jews have the ability, and they should be learning what they should have more kids. Pasuk Yud Tes, Lo Basit Tivarti, I didn't speak in private. Bim Kom Eretz Koshak, in a place of absolute darkness. Lo Amarti Lezer Yaakov Tohu Bakshuni, I didn't tell them that they should seek me for naught. Ani Hashem Dover Tzedek Magid Misharam, on the one I am a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I speak righteousness, I tell other things. And that's the idea. The Gentile nations should have learned better. They should have heard from some of these things. There was no excuses for many of the things that they did. And again, this is the basic idea. When a guy comes from the middle of China, right, he's never even heard of a Jew before, and he goes up to Shemayim after 120, and Hashem says, why do you believe in the God of the Jews? He says, God of the Jews, what are you talking about? He's asking about the Shem Mitzvah B'nai Noach. The Shem Mitzvah B'nai Noach are normal laws that you should have been able to figure out. Not to murder, not to commit adultery, not to steal, etc. Those things are things you should figure out. You weren't able to figure out, that's your own fault. How did you not figure it out? Plus and plus. He comes to Vavo, he's Nakshu Yaakov. Gather together and come. Approach together, plead to Yagayim, all the remnants of the nations. Well, Yaduan knows him as Eitz Islam. Right? They don't know. Those who carry their wooden idols, and Yisbala Elo Yashia, who daven to a god that does not help. I think that is where we got the line. Right? Misfarim Elo Yoshia Vanachnu Korim, etc. Shemishachim the Havu Varik. Hagidu Vagishu Apivo Atri Yasov. Tell it over, approach each other, advise each other. Miyishmiyazos Mikadin. Who was this that was able to tell about this beforehand? Me'ozhi Gida, at the time that it was told over. Hashem, it wasn't me. There was no other God aside from me. El Tzadik Moshiach Ayin Zulasi. God is the righteous one. Moshiach Ayin Zulasi. There is no other Savior aside from me. Knu Eli, turn to me. Be Vashu and be saved. Cross the earth, Ganiel, Beino. Right? All the ends of the land, for I am God, and who is any of the other? And that's the idea. Who but the foolish, the lowly, would worship those stupid idols that people carry around? What are you going to say, Dallas?
Sounds like a broken record. They know. We get it. Come on.
Throughout the entire parak, I think that's really the theme of the parak. Enod means don't get
your audience
all
though. All right.
Did you forget?
No.
You're not going to say Enod again. You know the line is that when you're running away from enemies or whatever it is, you should say the line Enod Movado hundreds of times. Chris Gorel said that was what Buff Bear, I think it was, said that that's how you can get saved. You saved in the Holocaust from saying something. Enod Movado.
So maybe you have enough bumper stickers.
That doesn't save you. But say it. Have you ever seen a car with a bumper sticker that said Enod Movado in a car crash?
Probably not.
All right. Maybe it does. Maybe it does say it. Yeah, it's not bad. Let's do that. Why not try it?
Where it is,
you can't help. Bini Spati Yatsumi Pi Tzedaka. They need it there. Bini Spati. I swear by myself, Yatsumi Pi Tzedaka Davor. Right? The truth, the righteousness has come out from my mouth. It will not come back. To me, all knees will bend. To me, all tongues will swear. And that, again, by Hashem, He told me, tzedakos, righteousness, va'oz, and strength, adav yavo, they shall come to them, and they will be embarrassed, all those who argue. They will be vindicated by Hashem, and all of Bnei Yisrael will be praised, and that's that. Alright, now here we go. Korah Baal, Yeshayah starts making fun of the other idols of the world. Baal has squatted. Koris Nebo, Nebo is bending down. All of their images are now for the wild animals, all the hamon to the domestic animals. Your baggage is loaded as a heavy burden upon tired people. Korsu, Koru, they bent down, they leaned over. They are unable to escape the prophecy that I'm about to say, and they themselves went into exile as well. In other words, stuff like that. They treated these types of things as one would treat animals, right? They held the idols together when they needed them. And when they didn't need them anymore, then they went ahead and destroyed them. That's what they ended up going ahead and doing. They loaded in the back of the weight that they had with these idols. The idols were huge and they were extremely heavy. Carrying them from place to place was a massive, massive problem. And they had to because they kept being defeated. And yet still they believed in the exact same idols. We do learn from this pasuk though, from Yeshaya, that you're allowed to make fun of Avodah Zarah. If you see Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to make fun of it. It's not, usually we don't act in that way. You know, we don't like directly say things against the other nations of the world. Even if the other nations are, you know, acting in a bad way, usually don't say terrible things about them. Here we're saying, no, go ahead. The Gemara Megillah at the end of the second or the third paragraph, I don't remember, says, go ahead. Make fun of idols as much as you want. You're permitted to say whatever you want, whenever you want about idols, and it has no problem whatsoever. Make fun of them. Shimu Eli Beis Yaakov. Listen to me, house of Yaakov. Hosher is based on all the remnants of Beis Yaakov. Musimini Batan, right, who have been carried since the womb, on Anasuim Mini Rocham, who have been supported since they came from that womb. Until elderliness, that is who I am. Until you guys get old, I will carry everything. I created, I will be able to hold them. I will be able to carry and rescue them. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm going to be able to take care of all the Jewish people at that time. Where do we say that?
Right after Linu.
Right, very good. And the Al Tira prayer, right over there. Ad Zikna Ben Yisrael.
I'm Jewish.
That's what he says, Linu. Are you there for Elena?
Yeah.
Oh, the Baruch Hashem.
Okay. That's why I know it.
Yeah, it is true. Who are you going to compare to me? Sashu, that will actually be an equal. Samshilun even in man. Who are you going to compare me to that I could somewhat resemble? There's no God like that out there that you can make. Hazolim Zahav, they take out gold mikis from their pockets. And then they weigh silver on the scale. Yiskuru Tzor, if they hire a smith, the Aseu El, and they make their own gods. Yiskuru Akishtakavu, they bow down to it, when they even prostrate themselves right in front of it. Can you imagine that? They could have used their money for so many better things. And they're using it for this. They carry it on their shoulders. They hold it down. They put it under them. They stand. It remains in that place. It never moves, these idols that they make. They call out to it. It doesn't answer, obviously. It has no ability to call out or even to answer you when you call out to it. Those are what the idols are. I want you to remember this. I want you to be strong. Bring back the sinners at heart. Be like men. Don't be foolish. Think about what you're doing over here. What are you doing? I want you to remember these things of old. Because I am God. There is nothing else other than that by me. I am the one who's going to punish. I'm the one that's going to reward. I'm going to be involved in these idols that you have. I foretell the end from the beginning. From the beginning, those things that have not yet happened. I say that my plan, what I want, will be fulfilled. And all my wishes, I will go ahead and carry out. You know that I've said these nivuos up until now. I've already told you about Sennacherib. I told you what was going to happen to Sennacherib. I told you what happened by Babel. Listen, this is what's going to be. I called out the eagle from the east. Ayit really could be like a vulture. From the land that's far away, the man that's going to do what I need him to do, that would probably be Koresh, right? That person over there. I spoke and I will bring it. I have formed it and I will complete it. Listen to me, O strong of heart, those people who are distant from tzedakah and don't want to give tzedakah. I will make my tzedakahs happen quickly. It's not far away. My salvation will not be delayed. And I'll put in Zion a salvation to Yisrael, who are my glory. That's what I'm going to be able to do. In other words, think of that. Everybody should know that this salvation is clearly ever approaching, and therefore you should get ready for it, because it is going to happen at some point. Okay, now we have Perek Mem Zion. We're going to see a lot more about what's going to be about Babel. Meaning he's already prophesied that Babel's going to take over. Again, in 120 years. He's now prophesying the downfall of what happened to Babel. Oh, you pampered little virgins of Babel. You're going to sit down and you're going to sit on the dust. That's what's going to be. Shilar, sit down on the ground. No longer will you have a throne, the daughters of the Chaldean people. No more are they going to call you soft and pampered and things like that. It's no longer going to be that way, because you're going to be conquered and Babylonia will no longer exist. You're going to have to take your mill and grind your own flour instead of having other nations do it for you. You're going to have to uncover your shin, gali shok, reveal your leg, ivri naharos, and cross over the rivers on your own to go get what you need, he tells Babel. Tigolar vaseh. Oh, by the way, as Gali Sok shows us, that the definition of what a woman is not allowed to show is apart from this. Gali Sok is considered an erva. What exactly is a shok? Most Rishonim say that is the upper leg, meaning the thigh cannot be shown. Some say that it refers to the calf. That's a little extreme. But nonetheless, that's we posken that it's the thigh. Agreed. If you're living in America, you mean the calf should be included. Yeah, agreed. Agreed completely. And then it says, Tigel erva say, all of your ervas will be exposed. In other words, instead of you guys having znus because you were bored and you had nothing else to do, now you're going to sell yourselves as donos through the streets. You will see your own degradation. And at that point, I will take revenge for what you did against the Jews. And it will not be interceded by a man. His name is the Holy One of Bnei Yisrael. All of this is going to be media connected. What you did to Bnei Yisrael, that's how the pampered ones above all are going to be punished. Okay. Shvi Dumam, sit silently, your boy Bakosha, and enter inside the darkness. Bas Kastim, the people of Kazians, meaning Babel. Kilosibi Kulak Yvaris Mamlachos, you are no longer going to be called the mistress, the queen of all the kingdoms. No longer you're going to be called that way, because the honest truth is nobody wants you anymore. Because Sati Alami, I know. I was angry at my people. Kilauti Nakalasi, I disgraced my inheritance. And I put them in your hands. Losam Lahem Rakam, and you didn't show them compassion. Al Zakin Yechvatu Lech Ma'od. And the elderly, you made it even harder for people like them. You treated them badly. You could have treated them, okay, you're in our hands, we're going to treat you with compassion, we're going to allow that to be. But that's not what you did. Listen, I don't want to put the Israeli army into a task over here. No one would blame the Israeli army for taking the Palestinians who are trying to kill them, right? And beat them up or whatever it is. But that's not what we do. We don't take them and beat them up, whatever it is. We put them in jails, and we have things for them to use, whatever it is, so workout rooms, education, etc., stuff like that. And the jail is a place for, in theory, rehabilitation. Not for the fact that they were all Arab, right? But in theory, it's a place of rehabilitation. And in that sense, probably not many, six. I think that was a lot. Six out of ever, out of anyone out there.
Even in America, like, for jails.
No, it's a jail. It obviously is a bad system. But the point is that you didn't show the compassion that you needed to show. Whether or not they deserve it, which they don't, right? That's not the point. The point is that you did not show the compassion that you should have shown. That told me, Ulamaya Gavaris. You said, forever will I be a Gavaris. I will always be a mistress. I will always be. Said, Babel, I'll be in charge. You never paid attention to this. You never figured out what was going to be at the end. Now listen to this. Adina is the wife of Laban. For anybody who wants to know in the future, that was her name. But listen to this. Oh, pleasured ones. Nobody will ever get it. Hayoshevet Laveta, who sits in surety. The Omer Bilbavad that say in their hearts, Ani Va'afsi, Od Lo Yishev Almanav Lo Yidashchol. Since there's nothing besides me, I will never become widowed. I will never know bereavement. That's what Bavel felt. The same way that America feels that nowadays. The same way that people in our soul feel there's no way anything is ever going to happen to me. Hopefully nothing ever does have to happen. But that's the way Bavel was. Bavel said, yeah, we'll be fine. What's the big deal? Consider, how long has America been along for, around for, as a superpower? 80 years? She goes since 1920?
World War One.
So we're talking about 94 years, 95 years altogether that America has been in charge. It is not the longest of all time, right? Because the Romans were in charge for quite a while. The Greeks were in charge for quite a while. Persia. There were many, many times where you've had nations that have ruled over the world for quite a bit. Now, certain nations obviously were not big enough, but there were quite a bit of times where you had something like that. And we sit there and say, don't worry, we'll be okay. Don't ever assume that.
We said we were done in bubble. Mithanekis. It means like, what's a mephonic person? A finicky person. You know, a person who just, you know, can't like go outside without shoes, you know, stuff like that. They can't rough it.
Obviously, the American
is maybe that's the only reason. The Baruch Bear said that the reason why America has been so lucky in everything is because they have tremendous amounts of tzedakah. The government gives tzedakah, the people give tzedakah, and that's the reason why we've had it so good for the past however many years, and why the Jews have had it there. Torah you can in theory find in other places. But you know, by the way, Torah does not grow when you're everything is going well. But the line 100,000 halavai.
How your BMG alive?
No, but the Torah grows when there's adversity. That's when people are greater in Torah. So granted, there's a lot of Torah. Quantitatively, there is. Qualitatively, we've lost that edge that we used to have. The types of Talmidei Chachamim that we used to have back in the day. We have Talmidei Chachamim, but it grows when you have to be a Rav Shach. Sit on a bench and be freezing at night, and that's how they became great.
We're set, instead of having the illusion of all like the shtetls that I've learned, whatever it's supposed to now, it's like, everyone's going, Torah's for everyone. And, they say that we're not producing any Ricky Agers in these days.
We're not. I mean, it seems that production is not there, and that's part of the problem. And that's the idea behind it. So maybe that's the idea behind it. Those are the people that are going to be so finicky. So here we go. It says, Pasuk Tes, V'tavona Lach Shtei Eila, these two things are going to come upon you. Rega B'yom Echad, it's all going to happen all at once. It's Shkol V'alman, you're going to be bereaved, right? That means you're going to lose your children, V'alman, and you'll be widowed. Kisumam Ba'u, right? They're going to come completely upon you. Alayach Barov Kishafayach, because of all of your sorcery. V'atmas Kabarayach Ma'od, and all the spells that are all around you. In other words, because of that, all of the magics that you tried to do is exactly what your downfall was. You started going into the garbage that you didn't need to get into.
Plus, you have a secret liberal faith. You're referring to magic in this, or like garbagey things?
Garbagey things, like, you know, astrology, or, you know, looking into the horoscopes and things like that. The garbage
is only garbage because we did it.
We have other stuff. What do you mean that we did it?
Like, we acknowledge there is such a thing as the constellations and everything like that, but we don't believe that we're ruled over them. We believe that we can rule over them. So in other words, even though you can see things in the stars, those are not absolute. We can decide things and make choices that allow for things to happen a little bit differently. Call it like creating our own future rather than anything else. It says, you are assured in your own evil. Nobody's going to see me. Your knowledge and your wisdom led you astray. And you said in your heart, I and nothing besides you. Of all life, therefore the evil came upon you. You had no idea, right, how to get away from the disaster. It happened upon you. You can't get rid of it. And all of a sudden, a desecration, a Shoah, a Holocaust came upon you. And you have no idea what to do about it. Right? So keep up with your spells and all of your sorcery. That you got from your youth. Maybe that'll be able to help you. Right? Maybe that's going to be able to strengthen you. But I'm telling you, you'll be weary from all of your planning. Let the stargazers get up. Those are the guys that see in the stars. Maybe they should tell the news of what's going to be with you. You think you can get your help from elsewhere and you think you don't have to go to God. I'm telling you, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's not going to happen. They're going to be like straw. Fire will consume them. They won't be able to save themselves from the flame. They're not going to be able to warm themselves up. They won't be able to sit next to it. That's going to be that. These are the stargazers. It's going to be completely useless to go to them. This is what's going to happen to you for everything you toiled on. Your merchants from your youth are each going to go in a different direction. Everybody's going to run away from you. You're going to have no idea what to do, and that's just going to happen to bubble itself. Now we go into Bnei Yisrael and we say, and here's your warning of what's going to happen, and also what's going to be when you come back to Yerushalayim. Perek Mem Ches. Shimuzos Beis Yaakov. Listen to this, the house of Yaakov, Nikoyim B'Shem Yisrael, who are also called by the name of Yisrael, if you do well. If you become good people, you're known as Yisrael. Mei Yehuda, right, from the waters of Yehuda, the wells of Yehuda, so that's where you come out, right? You issued forth. You swear in the name of God. You swear in the name of God. You say, oh, the God of Israel, but you don't mean it. And you don't treat any righteousness or truth to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Can the Ira Kodesh Nikrav? They're referred to as the Ira Kodesh, right? We rely on the God of Bnei Yisrael. They said, right, the Ira Kodesh is what it is. You'll hear Israelis that seem to not believe in God, that are totally, you know, foreign to the concept of what God is or whatever it is, but they'll still call it Ir HaKodesh. Ir HaKodesh Yerushalayim. And it's still called the holy city, even though they have no idea what it means. They feel that they're protected because it's a holy city. I'm using the air quotes over here. But that's the idea behind it. They don't realize that HaKodesh Baruch Hu is behind everything. Long ago I told you what's going to be. It came out from my mouth, says Hashem. I let it be known. Suddenly, I made it happen, and it will be. Midati kikasha, because I know, right, that you guys are stubborn people. Kikasha to the gibdar zorpecha, the back of your neck is like an iron pole. Mitzchach nechusha, and your forehead is like copper. I know what Jews are like, right? It's better. That's what we're like. We don't like believing other people. I told you beforehand, and I let you know what was going to be. Maybe you'll say, right, my idol has done this, my molten image has made it happen, and that's what it is. No, I told you beforehand this is what's going to be. Shamato chazei kula. You heard and saw it all, like everything that I said about Sennacherib. And you yourselves can tell it over and you can attest to it. I will now tell you new things, hidden secrets that you did not know, and this is going to be about Bava. It's now that they were made, not long ago, and before this day. You have never heard it before. I don't want you to say, yeah, I did know. You never heard this, you never knew it. Israel will pitch call his mechel, you never opened up your ears. Because I knew you would betray, and that you've been rebellious from birth, he said to Bnei Yisrael. You were traitors, and I knew that you never really fully heard this. Laman Shmi A'arich Api. For my name, in other words, for my sake, I will lengthen my anger. And for my praises and everything like that, for my glory, I am going to be patient with you. And I'm not going to destroy you, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not going to allow any of that to happen to make sure that that's not going to be. I have smelted you, meaning I've gone ahead and I've been able to create you, but I haven't been able to do it with silver. I refined you in the oven of, I guess you could say, penance, of somewhere to go through. So now, what does that mean exactly? Well, that's exactly a reference to what happens in this week's Parsha, in Parsha Shmos. What happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us through the Kur Oni. The only way for the people to become the nation that they were supposed to become is through suffering and through all of the avdus that allowed them to realize what life was all about. They became great. We see, I mean, the main people that showed themselves to become great at that time were the women. We know no stories of the men. But what do we do in the beginning of Shmos when we tell over the story of what's going on? They were made into slaves and immediately go into one story about two women. Two women were? Shifra and Pua. We immediately go into them and tell how they were willing to lie to Paro and sacrifice their lives to save Klal Yisrael. We know the Medrash that says that the woman used to seduce the men who were exhausted and weary and did not want to be together with their wives or have any children. We know that it's unbelievable. Literally, it's one of the most unbelievable things in the world. We know that a man who is known as the Gadol Ador and a Navi was chastised by his 6-year-old daughter that he shouldn't remain divorced and should get remarried. A 6-year-old girl, his own daughter, yelled at his father to go get remarried, yelled at her father, Amram, to go get remarried, and that caused Moshe Rabbeinu. Every story in the beginning of Shmos is about how the woman improved himself and allowed the world to, so to speak, make itself and become the great, you know, the great nation that we were able to become. That's what Paro was there for. I spoke this morning, I said that there were three things that were unbelievable about Golos Mitzrayim, and that was the Kuroni. Number one, this is a nation that hated the Jews. Why was that a good thing? No intermarriage, they wouldn't allow them to become part of the system, and there was no rape throughout all of Klal Yisrael except for one case of Shlomis Bas Dibri, which was quasi-consensual. Aside from that, that never happened. That is amazing! In what other nation would you have had that? Number two, it was a civilized nation, Mitzrayim. Can you imagine if there's a population explosion in any other place in the world? You want to say Latin America coming into America with all of their, you know, all the people just joining in. All of a sudden, everybody around you is speaking Hebrew. All of a sudden, Hebrew signs are going everywhere. They're running the business, they're running the economy, and the Egyptian nation that you used to know and love is now being overrun with all these people. A civilized nation can handle it by law, etc., and eventually make them into avodim. An uncivilized nation, what would they have done when they saw this happening? Destroy them all. Kill them all. But Egypt couldn't do that. Even the babies, when they were throwing babies in the river, was not a law that they could pass for long. They had to stop it. Eventually it stopped. We know it was through the stargazers, but they couldn't keep that up. They knew they couldn't keep that up. That's number two. We were sent to a nation that allowed us, even with a population explosion, to remain as it was, which would not have happened if we were in any other nation. Number three, by far the greatest thing, is that that nation of Mitzrayim, aside from keeping us away and everything like that, they were able to be a nation that gave us our own land, allowed us to keep our livestock and be on our own, and never took away our land. Goshen still remained the Jewish land, never took away our livestock. We still had animals even when we left Mitzrayim. It was a nation that allowed us to keep our autonomy. They even had Zakanim. Moshe Rabbeinu was told to go to the Zakanim when he came to Eretz Mitzrayim. They had their own justice system. The slaves had their own justice system. When is that allowed? When has that ever been? To that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed them to be in Mitzrayim, and that's the core only to allow them to become a greater nation because of it. A greater nation because of it. Anyway, Lamani, Lamani Asa, I do this for myself, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ke'ezachel u'kvodi la'acher lo'atein. Right? How will my name be profaned? I will not give my glory over to somebody else. I will not exchange them for anybody else. Shmaila Yaakov, listen to me, Yaakov Yisrael. Mikora'i, my called ones. Ani ani rishon, I am the one. I am the first Apani Avram, and I'm also the last. As you said, I take the schos of Avram Avinu, I take the schos of Yaakov Avinu. Avi v'yasta oretz, my hand formed the land. V'imini tzipto shmayim, my right hand allowed, measured the heavens. Kreni alam yamdu yaakov. I called out to them, and everything came into existence. Yikatsu kolchem. Listen, all of you, gather together, shma'u, and listen. Mi v'ahem higidis eila, Hashem ayivo. Who among them foretold this? Right? Hashem is the loved one. Yatsa katsu b'vavol zrol kastim. He does what he wants in Bavel. His arm is going to be upon the Chaldeans. Ani ani divarti. I've spoken out Korasiv. I've called that out. Have Yosef Yisliach Darko. I've brought him, and Koresh will succeed in his attack against the Babylonians. Kirbo Eli Shemuzos, come close to me. Listen to this. Lo Meirosh Beseitu Divarti. I did not speak in secret. Meisa Yosef Sham Ani Da'ata Hashem Elokim Shvachani Baruch Hu. I was there for 1,000. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me with his spirit. Yeshaya is now proclaiming how his prophecies were well known. I'm saying them in public. Babel knows this, and Babel, who now is a nothing nation, they know that they're going to take over Eretz Yisrael, and the people that are in Persia, they know that they're eventually going to take it over from Babel. They are hearing it, and they now know that it's all because of the Jews. Because the Jews sinned, that's the reason why these prophecies are coming to fruition. I teach you I'm trying to guide you on your path to Darkei Lech, on the way that you should go. Plus, if you cut, Luik Shatam Mitzvot, you would only listen to my Mitzvot, say, Yikanar Shmo Mecha, and then your peace will run like a river. And none of this will have to happen. Your tzitzkis will be like the waves of the sea. Your children will be like the sand. And your children will be Kim Osov. I don't know what that means. Not like his money.
Emanating?
Yeah, but I don't. What do you got? Those emanating from your innards, Tzatzei Me'echa, would be like it, Kima Osav, like its innards?
Yeah.
No, like its grains.
The seed's innards is what I've got.
Like the seed's innards? I don't even know what that means. Alright. Lo Yikris Lo Yishmei Shmo Mofanoi. They will never, their name will never be caught up or destroyed before me, says Hashem, they'll always exist.
Yeah, I've got
to know. Yeah, that's what they're going to be. Yeah, that makes sense, right? That you might be small in numbers, but you have no fear of Gullus. You will never be cut off. There's nobody who will be caught up in Gullus. It is an amazing nivuah to say. The Jewish people will be exiled from the land for 1,800 years and will not be cut off. They'll be able to come right back to it. That's an amazing prophecy. How we weren't destroyed throughout 1,800 years in lands where everyone hated us and we still survived. I don't know. Something to think about. Subi Babel, Birkum Yikastim, right? Leave Babel. Run away from the Chaldeans. The Kol Rina Hagidu, call it out loud, Shmuzos, Utsiyua Adkateras, and take it out until the end of the land. God will redeem his servant Jacob. They were not thirsty when he led them through dry places. He allowed the water to come from the rocks for them. He split the rock and he allowed the water to flow forth. That's what happened back then. But there is no peace, says the Kaddish Baruch Hu, for the Rishayim. They will have no peace. Let's do one more parak over here. All the islands should listen to me. Okay? We're talking about now the future redemption. This is the future Geula. All those from afar should listen up. Hashem has called me out from my mother's womb. He called my name from all the way back then. Said Yeshaya, I am now telling you that this week, this is the reason for my prophecies. It's all there for me to tell you what's going to be in the future Geula. My mouth was made like a sharp sword. It cuts through people and allows them to realize that God is trying to punish them. Yado, he hid me in the shade of his hand. In other words, even when people wanted to kill me, for my prophecies were going up against the kings at the time. God protected me and made sure it was there. He made me into a sharp arrow. He concealed me in his quiver, in the little thing in the back, to be able to make sure it wasn't there. I was protected, but my words shot forth like an arrow. He told me, "You are my servant." In Bnei Yisrael, whom I take pride. I thought that I worked and I got nothing out of it. People weren't listening to me, said Yeshaya. For nothing and naught, all my strength was wasted. However, my mishpat is with God. My reward is with my God. Now says God, He formed me in his womb to be his servant. To return Yaakov to him. How is lo spelled here?
Lamed vav. It's the ksiv is lamed aleph. The kri is lamed vav.
Yeah, I have it as lo. Okay. Lo yaseif will be gathered in that kavi bein Hashem, and it will be honored in the eyes of Hashem. Elohi ayo uzi. Right. God would be my strength. That's because I thought I toiled in vain. But don't worry, I did do something at the end. We say it every morning. Lo velosim. Lo miga la rik. Lo nele the bahala. Don't let us weary for nothing. Right. And be born for absolute garbage. Bayomer, nakil mi yosla. Hashem said to me, nakil mi yosla li eved. Is it too insignificant for you just to be my eved? Says to Yeshaya, who cares if nobody else is listening? Is it not enough to just do what I told you to do? I tell you to do something, you do it. What difference does it make if you feel like nobody was listening? Who cares? I told you to do it, you do it. Rahakim is shifti Yaakov. I want you to restore the tribes of Yaakov and the Tzuri Yisrael and the besieged ones of Israel. The Hashiv and bring them back. I will appoint you as a light to the nations of those who Yeshuasi have to say earth so that my salvation will reach the ends of the earth. It doesn't matter. The message will be heard at some point. Even if you don't think so, do what I tell you to do, and I guarantee you your prophecies will go through. There will be a sefer that people will read thousands of years from now, right, and they'll see what you have to say. Nefesh to the despised soul. The Messiah Goy to the one who is loathed by the nations. Evan Moshlin, a slave to many rulers. Malakam Yeruvakamu, Sarim Yishakavu. The kings will see it and they will stand up. The officers will bow down. Laman Hashem Asher Neman Kedush Yisrael Viv Choreka. Right? The Holy One of an Israel who chooses you, who allows that. So don't worry. We were the ones who were chosen. And a time of favor, I will answer you. By the way, that's a famous line. When there's an Ace Ratzon, that's when you should dive into a Kaddish Baruch Hu. If you feel at that time, with Yom Yeshua Zarticha, and a day of salvation, that's when I'll help you. That Zorach of that Temchel of Bris, I will go ahead and I will watch over you and make you into a Bris Am, to a covenant of a people, Lahakim Eretz, in order to establish land, Lahakim Nechol Shamemos, and reclaim the areas that were desolate. That's what's going to happen. Lemor Lasurim, I'm going to tell the imprisoned, say you, get out. Lasher Bakoshach, Higalu, to those, Lasher Bakoshach, to those who are in darkness, Higalu, go away. I'll Drakam Yeru, get out. They will graze along the road to Vachoshvayim Marisam, and their pasture will be everywhere. They will not be hungry, nor they will be thirsty. These are the people that God is watching over, even when they're in Golos. The heat and the sun will not hit them, because their merciful one, or God, will lead them, and at the ponds of water, he will put them there. I will make all my mountains into a road. I will lift them up along all the hot highways to be in the right place. Those people will come from afar. Others will come from the north and the west. There are other people that are going to come from Sinai, even from the area of the desert. The heavens will sing. The land will rejoice. All the mountains will say out loud. They'll sing. Because Hashem has consoled his nation, and all the poor ones, they will have mercy. At the time, though, while that gullus is being, redeemed and everybody's coming back, Sion still says, did God forget me? Did God forsake me? How come enough, and nobody has come yet to Eretz Yisrael? What happened over here? Where am I? Says Hashem, can a woman forget her baby? May Rachem bet me no. Or have mercy on the one of her stomach? Eile, I will forget. Anochi, I will never forget. Eile Elohecha Yisrael, right, of the ego Azov, I will make myself forget so that it'll be gone forever. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, where you got the Aseret HaDibros on the mountain, that I will never be able to forget, and you don't have to worry about anything. That's going to last forever. Hey now, Kapayim Chakosi, I engraved you on my palm, not on my upper arm or my chest, in a place where you can't always see it. On my palm, I engraved your names, B'nai Yisrael, on my palm, that it's always there. Homosai Negdi Summit, your walls are always before me. Everything you do is always in front of me, and I always see it. Your children acted very quickly. Your ruiners and your ravagers will leave you. I'm telling you, it's going to be quick, so quick, you won't even realize. Everything will be gone in a second. Lift up your eyes around you, and you're going to see that everybody is gathered. They're going to come to you. All of them will be dressed up with jewels. You're going to fasten them on you as if you're the bride. The nations of the world will go ahead and allow you to be the leaders of the nations, and they'll give you all their jewelry and all their greatness. They're going to attach it if you're Mekabel Torah again. Okay, your ruins, your wastelands, your ravaged land, they're now going to be crowded with people all over the place. And all those who want to destroy you, I'll keep afar. Then the children that you were bereaved of, and it was the ones that you lost, they're going to tell you, the place is too crowded for me. Where am I going to have room to settle? Nobody thought the Yerushalayim would be as full as it is, but it's amazing, right? People say, like, where am I going to find a place to be able to live in Yerushalayim? And they have to go outside Yerushalayim and make other cities because there's just not enough room. And of course, the real estate is crazy. You said in your hearts, who caused this to happen to me? I was lost and I was alone. Golav Asura, exiled and removed. Who brought this up? Right? I remain by myself. How could this have happened? Meaning you're going to sit there at the very, very end of the day, right? How could this have been, right, when I was all alone? What? Nobody understood what happened to B'nai Yisrael during their galus. I'm going to lift up my hands to the nations. I'm going to show my miracles to them. You know what they're going to do? They're going to bring the sons in their arms, and your daughters, they're going to lift them on their shoulders and bring them back to Yerushalayim. The kings are going to be your nursemaids. And all of their officers are going to be your handmaids. They're going to bow down to the ground to you. They'll lick the dirt that you walk on. And you will know that I am Hashem, right, whose trusted ones, they will never, never be embarrassed. They will never be ashamed. Hayukach migibor malkoach. Will malkoach, will the booty be able to be taken from the mighty? Can those who are captured, can they ever be brought back? We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that possible for that to happen? Kol Mar Hashem, this is what God says in that. Gam shvi migibor yukach. Even the most captives of the mightiest of mighty, they'll be taken back. Malkoach arit, even the strongest ones of power, that booty, yimaleit, will be able to give them back. As Rivech Anochi Arib, all of your fights I'll fight. As Manech Anochi Oshia, and I'll save all of your children. Last pasuk Chavaz, Vachalti Es Monayach Es Bisaram. All of those who go up against you will eat their own flesh. Chasis Damam Yishkarun. They're going to become drunk from the blood, their own blood, which sounds great. The Yadu Kibasar. They'll know that they are only flesh and blood. Kanesha Moshiach, because I am Hashem, your Savior of Gualeich, Abir Yaakov, and your Redeemer, Strong One of Yaakov Avinu. Yes, it's going to be good stuff. We